The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf will be daf Mem Aleph, Babakama Perek Revi, Shosh and Nogach Dalvei. The Mishnah taught us in Amud Aleph, Shosh and Nogach Asa'odom, Umeis, Ashur that gored a person and he successfully killed the person. Mu'ud Mishalim Kefer V'tam Potem Min HaKefer. There's a special payment for a behemoth that is a mu'ud, that when he kills someone, he pays a kefer payment. If he's a tam, he doesn't pay anything, there's no kefer payment. It says the Mishnah, V'zeh V'zeh Chayovim Misa. But even if it was not yet a mu'ud, there is a chiv misa, the behemoth should be killed. The Gemara asks the obvious question. The Gemara opens up. Since if it killed a person the first time, you must kill the behemoth. So when do you ever have a case that a behemoth is a mu'ud, it killed a person three times, and the fourth time it plays kofer, the first time it killed someone, you should have to kill the shor. So the Gemara has various truths, and Rav Zvid says, Kagoin Jehorach Shloisha Behemois. Says the Gemara, Rav Zvid, it killed. Granted it killed the first three times. But it only killed Behemoth the first three times. Umud le Behemo avi mud l'adam. So the Muki Yosef reads this Gemara, read like the Muki Yosef, and then afterwards I'll read like the Rambam. The Muki Yosef learns, Umud le Behemo avi mud l'adam, fact the Gemara. If it killed a Behemoth three times, granted it's a murderer. But it's only a murderer for behemoths. Why should we assume it's a murderer for a person? How could it be a mu'ud the person? Something more than another teretz. Amar Rav Simi, Kagun Shorach, Shloisha, Ovdei Kechovim. It killed three akums. Ufret, then the Gemara asks, mu'ud the akum, avi mu'ud the Yisrael. Granted it killed three akums, but the fourth kill of a Yisrael, why should you pay kofer? L'chor, it's not mu'ud to kill a Jewish person. Then the Gemara says, "Moshe ben Lakish, Kagun Shorach, Shloisha ben Adam Treifa." It killed three people, Jewish people, not behemoths and not goyim, but rather Jewish people. However, the Jewish people were treifas. Then the Gemara asks, "Mu'ud the treifa, v'mu'ud the shalem? Is he a mu'ud for a full person? The shalem for a full person, and your mu'ud for a sick person? But who says you pick on a full, healthy person?" So that's how the Muki Yosef reads the Gemara. The Gemara actually rejected these three terutzim, and the Gemara is saying that if you're mu'ud for behemoth, you're not mu'ud la'adam to kill. And if you're mu'ud la'akum, you're not mu'ud la'adam for a Jewish person to kill. And if you're mu'ud la'treifa, you're not mu'ud l'shalim. The Rambam, however, seems to paskin like all three answers of the Gemara. The Rambam says that if a behemoth killed three non-Jews, or three behemoths, or three treifas, is in fact a mu'ud for a healthy Jew. Meaning the Gemara is not read as a question, but rather, Umud le behemoth, havi mu'ud l'adam. Or, mu'ud l'akum, havi mu'ud l'Yisrael. Or, mu'ud l'treifa, havi mu'ud l'shalim. The Gemara is benichusa. The Gemara is saying that it in fact is a mu'ud for a person. The Magen Mishnah asks the Chayr Astir and Rambam. The Rambam and Perek Nizokim, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, paskins like thusly that if a behemoth killed three other behemoths, and the fourth time it killed a person, we say, mu'ud lebehemoth havi mu'ud la'adam, like we just read the Gemara, or mu'ud lebehemoth havi mu'ud la'adam. We say that he's also accustomed, a chazaka, to kill a person. However, the Rambam later on, in Halacha Vavin Zayin, previously in Halacha Vavin Zayin, you can look at the Rambam and Vavin Zayin, when the Rambam is talking about not the chiv koifer, but rather the chiv hezek, the Rambam basking with regards to hezek, we do not say mu'ud lebehemoth havi mu'ud la'adam, meaning if a behemoth went ahead and is mazik three behemoths, and the fourth time it's mazik a person, it in fact has a tam status with regards to this person, and he only pays chatzi nezik, not nezik shalom. And the Magen Mishnah and the Kesem Mishnah, they all ask, l'chodesh tiyan Rambam, when it comes to ritzicha, when it comes to killing, so we say that if a behemoth killed three behemoths, the fourth time when it kills a person, he pays koifer, and he's a mu'id for a person. In Ritzicha, in Hariga, We do say mud la behema, havi mud la adam, and there's a chiv koifer if the behema successfully kills a person. There is a chiv koifer. The guy's a chiv koifer. However, with regards to tashlumei hezek, the Rambam Baskin's over there that if a behema was mazik three behemas, and the fourth time it was mazik a person, we say mud la behema, lo yavi mud la adam. And he's potter from paying nezik shalom on the adam. He only pays chatzin nezik with regards to the person because mud la behema lo avi mud la adam. So the question is why legabe with regards to koifer we say mud la behema avi mud la adam, but with regards to hezik we do not say mud la behema avi mud la adam. On the contrary, mud la behema lo avi mud la adam. Mai shno koifer, mai shno hezik. So Rav Naftali Trop, the Rosh Yeshiva of Radin, in his famous Sefer Chedushim on Shas, he answers this theory with a famous chakira that I personally heard from Rav Asher Arel, the Magid Shir in the Mir, that this is the chakira that the whole Meseches Bava Kama revolves around. The chakira goes as follows. When a person is chayav to pay for his behemis hezek, there is two reasons brought down by the Achroinim why he's chayav for that hezek. Number one, because he was negligent in taking care of the behemoth. He was negligent. He should have watched the behemoth. He should have guarded the behemoth. He caused the behemoth to kill because it was his responsibility to watch the behemoth. Therefore, we view it as if he killed the person or he was mazik the person indirectly because his lack of shmirah, his negligence caused this violent act to take place. His chiv is because of Peshia. That's the first reason why a person's chayav for his behemoth hezek. Reason number two is brought down Nachroinim, not because the person was in fact negligent. That's not the reason why he's chayav. The reason why he's chayav, like the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph and Hilchot Niske Mamon, that a behemoth is in the reshus of a person. You own the behemoth. It's your mamon. Since the behemoth is your mamon, so therefore, the halacha is you're chayev to take care of the behemoth's hezek. You're chayev to take care of the behemoth's hezek. You're responsible. You bought this behemoth. You brought him into town, so to say. You own the behemoth. Now you got to pay the price. You're responsible for all of the behemoth's actions. Not because you were negligent, but rather you're just responsible for all the behemoth's actions, because the behemoth is memoimcho, it's your money. So number one, you chay because either pshia, number two, because it's your money, memoinoi. Says Naftali Trop, there's a basic difference between the chiyuv of hezek and the chiyuv of koifer. Koifer we saw in the Gemara says, kufra kapara. The koifer payment is in fact a kapara for the act that of killing that was done. It's a kapara, it's an atonement. Now, since the Gemara calls it an atonement, so obviously when you pay this payment for your shor's killing, you're atoning for a wrongdoing. There was a wrongdoing being done. So says in Naftali Trop, that's clear, that koifer, the yesod achiv of koifer is not because memoimcho is only that you have to pay for because it's yours, but you didn't do anything wrong. But if the chiv is pshia, it's because of your negligence. That's why you're chayiv. So it makes sense that there's a koifer, it's kapara. It makes sense it's an atonement. Because you did something wrong. So it says Naftali Trop that koifer payment, when a behemoth kills, the chiv stems from atonement. It is in fact a chiv due to the bailim's pshia, due to the bailim's negligence. If so, says Naftali Trop, on that, the Rambam paskins mu'id lebehema havi mu'id la'adam. Because once you saw that your behema was wild, it was a killer, so, says Naftali Trop, so you should have watched out, you should have been careful about this behema. It's a dangerous killing behema. You know, sometimes a behema can be bigger than a person. So if this behema could go ahead and kill another behema that weighs, I don't know, 200 pounds, surely this behemoth could kill a person, and therefore you should have been on the watch out. You should have been on the lookout. And you were negligent, so you now have to pay koifer. So therefore we do say with regards to koifer, with regards to ritzicha, mud le behemoth havi mud le adam. When it comes to the chiyuv of hezek, you're paying hezek of your behemoth, That has nothing to do with your negligence. The hezek that you're responsible to pay for that happened through your behema is because memoincha, is because you own the behema, your ownership of the behema. That's the siba of the mischayiv of hezek. Therefore, if a behema was mazik another three different behemas, enoch enamid is a chazaka created, that he's a mazik of behemas, but there was actually no chazaka created with regards to a person. There is no chazaka for a person. So since there's no chazaka for a person, there's only chazaka for behemas, so we say, mu'ud l'behema, lo avi mu'ud l'adam. Granted, he should have been on the lookout, and should have been, the negligence is the equal negligence with regards to mu'ud behema l'ud l'adam, but the siba mechayiv by hezek is not negligence, but rather mamoincha, and therefore mu'ud l'behema, havi mu'ud l'adam, lo avi mu'ud l'adam, when it comes to hezek. But when it comes to kaifer, that the yisod achiv is pshia, is your negligence, is your atonement. Therefore, mu'ud l'behema, avi mu'ud l'adam, you should have been on the watch out, and that's why you pay kaifer. And the Rambam is now answered beautifully by Ritzicha, mu'ud l'behema, havi mu'ud l'adam, because the siba mechayef for kaifer is pshia, but when it comes to hezek, mu'ud l'behema, lo avi mu'ud l'adam, because the siba mechayef by hezek is mamoincha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.